Colleagues, next item will be item number 245. Given that we have a massive agenda, I'm going to limit public testimony to 2 minutes. So please be aware of that when we get down to the public testimony side of the agenda. And next item is a report, 245.
Fixing Our Streets Annual Program Report.
Commissioner Udaly.
Sorry, I got lost in what you were saying.
Thank you, Mayor. It's a pleasure to bring this progress report forward for the Fixing Our Streets program, which is delivering on the promises made to voters when we asked them to approve a 10-cent increase in local gas per gallon in local gas taxes. Our new iteration of the Oversight Committee has been established, and it's recommending that the revenues collected be allocated to the existing projects in the program. Something you'll hear more about and a highlight for me is our disadvantaged minority women and emerging small businesses, affectionately called DMWESB. And that is the exciting news that our utilization rates are more than double the goal of 30% set by the city, coming in at 68%. So I just want to congratulate the Bureau and encourage continued efforts. This construction season is going to be a doozy. I've just been saying that as often as I can to try to gently prepare people for how challenging some of the streets are going to be this summer and next. We have 41 major capital projects beginning or finishing in 2019 with a total investment value of over $124 million. Those are some of the highlights of the report. Staff will go into more detail, and now I'm going to introduce Interim Director Chris Warner, Program Manager Michael Tete, and Oversight Committee Member Jennifer Rollins. Welcome.
Great. Mayor Wheeler, Commissioner Udaly, thank you, members of council. Chris Warner from PBOT. So thank you for this opportunity to talk about fixing our streets. I'm going to just give a quick overview, and then I'll come back, but I'm going to have Michael do most of the work, and also have Jennifer, because the public has been a critical part of our success with this program thus far. So just a quick reminder, Fixing Our Streets was made possible by the voters and by you, City Council. In May of 2016, voters put their trust in us and passed Measure 26173. That same month, you passed the heavy vehicle use tax. Together, these two measures created Portland's first ever local transportation funding mechanism. And as mandated by the voters, Fixing Our Streets dedicates 56% of the funding for maintenance projects and 46% for safety. And with Measure 26173, we also created the Citizens Oversight Committee, which will monitor and report on the program. We promise voters and we promise you that we would deliver better streets, more sidewalks, improved bike lanes, and safe routes to schools throughout the city. And I'm happy to report that we're keeping that promise. So we'll be hearing from Jennifer, who's sitting to my right, a member of our Oversight Committee. And we're also invited some other members from the public that we've been working with on this to give them their perspective on neighborhoods from across Portland. So I'm going to turn it over to Michael, and he can go through the technical piece, but we will be here to have a discussion and answer any questions you might have. So, Michael.
Thank you, Chris, Mayor, Commissioners. It's really a privilege to be able to present the work that we're doing with Fixing Our Streets with you today. Now that spring is finally here, the construction season is about to start in earnest. 2019 will be our busiest year yet. We will cut the ribbon on 20 projects, including the Foster Streetscape. Thanks to Fixing Our Streets, we will not only make Foster safer and more efficient, we will create an attractive tree-lined street for residents and businesses. We will break ground on 21 projects, including the Capitol Highway project. The community has been asking for a safer, well-maintained Capitol Highway for decades. Fixing Our Streets is making that possible. We're going to match $3.3 million worth of Fixing Our Streets funds with $19 million of additional funding to deliver new pavement, new sidewalks, and new lanes. We'll also begin work on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard pedestrian projects and make four major crossings easier and safer to navigate for residents and visitors along this busy street. Next, I'd like to share some more context about where we're at as it relates to program implementation. At the end of 2019, we forecast a total planned investment of over $124 million worth of capital projects, drawing from a multitude of funding sources, and will complete or break ground on 41 major capital projects. This doesn't include the Safe Routes to School projects. These projects range from installing crosswalks and signs to building median islands and installing rapid flashing beacons. In each case, we make it easier and safer for families and their kids to get to school. Thanks to fixing our streets, we have also completed 253 base repair projects all over the city since 2016. These are small but mighty repairs that save a street. We fully reconstruct those sections of the street where it has failed. These focused interventions keep the rest of the street from failing, saving us money over the long term. By the end of 2019, we will have installed 48 blocks of sidewalks, delivered 375 pavement reconstruction projects, provided over 30 curb ramps in partnership with our resident ramp request program, added 12 lane miles of bicycling facilities, and made it easier and safer to get around on some of our most important streets, including 82nd and 122nd Avenues, Outer Division, Halsey, Widler, Alberta, Columbia Boulevard, Denver Avenue, and Beaverton-Hillsdale Highway. Much of this work is possible because PBOT staff have worked tirelessly to multiply taxpayer dollars wherever possible by leveraging funding from other sources. These funds help us deliver more projects, ensure that we meet federal, state, and local policies designed to protect the most vulnerable roadway users. The Fixing Our Streets program is about more than just projects. I'm especially proud of the early progress we've made in supporting more widely shared economic prosperity. Over the last 5 years, PBOT, like the rest of our city government, has made a clear commitment to equity. As part of this commitment, we pledged to make sure that 30% of contracts were awarded to DMW ESB firms. And as you heard from Commissioner Udaly, we not only met that mark, but we've exceeded it by a wide margin. Our low-bid contracts have gone to DMW ESB firms at an unprecedented rate. In partnership with our colleagues in the Prime Contractor Development Program and Central Procurement, we've raised the bar and have shown what can be achieved when we fully commit ourselves to increasing equitable outcomes in capital project delivery. Beyond the outcomes in our community, PBOT staff have been hard at work accelerating improvements in our capacity to deliver our capital programs. The Fixing Our Streets program inaugurated a new era at PBOT. We have used the program to drive key changes at the Bureau. The changes have not only improved how we have delivered Fixing Our Streets program, but it has also helped us improve our project delivery and financial forecasting in all of our capital and maintenance projects. These changes include capital project controls that analyzes capital project delivery and supports resolution on key capacity challenges, project value stream analysis, which informs key process improvement priorities. We also led the implementation of the Get Portland Moving initiative, which improves coordination and limits conflicts in the right-of-way, and the establishment of a dedicated team focused on the delivery of quick-build projects implemented through on-call contracts or directly through our maintenance operations crew. Now I'd like to turn it over to one of our Oversight Committee members, Jennifer Rollins, to share some of the ways in which we're engaging our neighbors as we deliver this program.
Thanks,
Before
Michael.
You do, Mayor.
Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, Mayor. I just want to applaud how overwhelmingly you exceeded the goals on hiring minority women and emerging small businesses. My applause to the commissioner in charge as well as to the Bureau. You were sitting here under the last presentation, and same goals, but radically different outcomes. So I just want to thank you for where you are and where you're headed, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
So thank you, and thank you, Mayor and Commissioners, for listening to me talk about this again.
Thank you for being here.
We've been determined as the Oversight Committee to keep the trust of Portlanders. So for this reason, we've continued to seek input on projects and keep the public informed about the activities as well. We've engaged thousands of Portlanders in person and hosted open houses and information sessions in 35 different neighborhoods around the city. We've translated our recent progress report into 5 Safe Harbor languages, and it's available online. And with support of this program, we completed an historic outreach effort for Safe Routes to School. And we've met with families in all of Portland's 5 school districts. They talked to us at length about where they needed safer crossings, sidewalks, and other infrastructure. And as a result, we have a truly comprehensive list of projects to improve walking and biking for students in each of the city's 12 high school clusters. We've also invested at Fixing Our Street funds to support community-driven initiatives like East Portland in Motion, Southwest in Motion, and Northwest in Motion. And our committee will continue to engage our neighbors to ensure that the remaining Fixing Our Streets projects reflects community needs. And I'm going to go off topic just for 1 second. I just want to remind everyone how important this is, because yesterday while I was picking up my carpool in the neighborhood, I drove right past the woman who was killed while walking in her neighborhood in Southwest. And so I'm reminded that this isn't just my obsession, but it's really important to everybody in Portland. So thank you.
Thank you.
Great. And just one thing about Jennifer, the work that she's been doing has just been magnificent, not only on the Fixing Our Street Committee, but before we got there. The work in terms of she's been an advocate for additional funding for transportation, and she's just been tireless, and we just really thank you for all your work. So so in approving 26173 and the heavy vehicle use tax, you've really asked for a transparent, accountable, and efficient program. Thank you for the opportunity to give you an update on this, and we look forward to coming back in the fall to talk more about it as we get through the summer the spring and summer construction season. So we've got a lot to do. We've got much more to do. One other quick thing I did want to say before we call up some of the neighborhood folks we've been working with. Michael, who is our program manager of this, is taking another position within PBOT. So it's been a journey. He's been a great advocate. And just been a super, we wouldn't have got this far without him. We've given him the job. We've passed this ballot measure. Now go find a way to do it. And so, Michael, all the things that we talked about in terms of the controls group and project delivery, he's been right in the middle of. So he's only moving across the floor. He'll actually be closer to the program managers he used to bother all the time in terms of work, but he's a valuable member of PBOT, but he's not going to be doing this, but he's going to be doing other extraordinary things for the city. So, Michael, thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
I'd also like to thank and congratulate Michael. I'm a little nervous about you leaving Fixing Our Streets, but I know we're going to find a worthy replacement,
yes.
But I do want to acknowledge the daunting task that Michael was handed, and recognize that he brought a somewhat kind of, I guess, antiquated system into the 21st century, and I will be forever grateful for that, and so will everyone in Portland. So thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
So we are replacing with six people. So maybe that's not
yet.
The efficiency you wanted to hear about, but
so this is a no-brainer. Double his salary, yeah, keep him here.
I know.
Save the 4FTE.
So right now I would love
Michael's
to.
Not laughing.
Yeah. So I would love
business.
To call up Terrence, Brett, and Keith to say a few words about some of the work we've been doing out in the community. So thank you, and we'll be here for any questions.
Thank you. Appreciate
thank you.
It.
Welcome. Please state your name for the record.
Yes. Good morning, Commissioners and Mayor.
Morning.
I want to first thank you for allowing me to sit before you and speak about this topic. My name is Terrence Moses. I'm a Kenton Neighborhood Association business member, a Kenton Neighborhood Association member, and as well as I'm a neighborhood advocate. And I want to thank you for the awesome work that PBOT has done for the Portland Streets projects that they are doing. Denver Avenue project is amazing. And what Michael has brought to the table has been really great. He's been out in the community from the start. He's knocked on doors, passed out flyers. He's met with us over time and talked about the two different projects that they proposed for Kenton neighborhood. And I want to thank him and the rest of PBOT for just that. And the due diligence that they put forward to this was excellent, and they kept us informed of what they were doing, how it was going to go about, and what was their plans. So this North Denver project has been a great one. It has been excellent working with Michael and his team and getting it done. The project will provide necessary means for our cyclists to roam down the street safely. It will allow for our elderly to cross the crosswalks in a safe manner. It will allow for the traffic to flow much more quickly and smoother. The pavement that they're implementing in this policy was the tough one, but we did narrow it down to a project that is best suited for the Kenton neighborhood and the business district, and we're happy with that, and we thank them for that as well. And I just wanted to let you know that we are glad that they were able to get this done in our community for this short period of time. And also, I want to speak from a personal note, as mentioning with Jennifer from the Oversight Committee, her having to witness that is what I wanted to actually for us to be proactive on for the Kenton neighborhood. Kenton sits right in a neighborhood where there's a huge park, and it is used by almost everyone in the neighborhood and surrounding neighborhoods. Over the last 3 years, we have developed a housing in that same corridor on Argyle, on Willis, and on Brandon Avenue. There's an intersection on the corner of Willis and Brandon Avenue that has raised a concern. It is a marked crosswalk, but the traffic has begun to get heavy and ferocious. And having a beacon marker put there would be proactive in causing a catastrophic incident to happen. I would like to see a beacon light put there because the daycare crosses that three times a day to take kids to the park. Our pedestrians walk that crosswalk from the local restaurants to get to the park. And I've seen and witnessed numerous accounts of where pedestrians could have been hit or killed. And I want Portland to think about being more proactive in stopping these things as more than, well, now it's time to because of a catastrophic incident. And that's my take on it, and I hope that you can understand from where we're coming from. And I speak on behalf of the Kenton Neighborhood Association and the Kenton Business Association. And thank you for your time.
That's fine. Thank you. Thanks for your testimony.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Mayor. Good morning, Commissioners. My name is Brett Bolstad, and I am the parent of second and fifth graders at Lewis Elementary School at the corner of Southeast 45th and Evergreen. For several years, I've also coordinated monthly walk and roll events at the school as a part of the Safe Routes to School program. Southeast 45th is a major thoroughfare connecting the heart of the Woodstock neighborhood to Johnson Creek Boulevard. It serves TriMet Bus Line 75, and it is also the route that many children use to get to and from Lewis Elementary School. However, Southeast 45th presents a number of hazards within the Lewis Elementary School boundaries. High traffic volume before and after school, drivers traveling at high speeds, cross traffic emerging from narrow feeder streets, poor visibility at corners due to parked cars and or vegetation, traffic signs obscured by vegetation, missing sections of sidewalk on the west side, heavily worn street surface and potholes, lack of street alignment at Southeast Knapp, and blind intersection at Henderson-Flavelle due to the grade there. Recently, I've been pleased with City of Portland projects to provide ADA-compliant corner curb cutouts along Southeast 45th and to grade and re-gravel alleyways in the neighborhood. Children often walk or bike to school through these alleyways as an alternative to Southeast 45th. I'm also pleased to hear of upcoming projects. Michael Tete with Fixing Our Streets has informed me that there will be improvements to crossings at Southeast 45th and Evergreen, as well as Southeast 46th and Henry during spring break to minimize impacts on the school community, as well as other projects in the neighborhood. Also, Scott Cohen, City of Portland Capital Project Manager, has also informed me that Southeast 45th will be resurfaced from Southeast Glenwood to Southeast Harney later this year. So I applaud these efforts to improve Southeast 45th, and I hope that the City of Portland will continue with further improvements along Southeast 45th in order to enhance the safety of children walking or biking to and from Lewis Elementary School. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Keith Lydon. I'm a Southwest resident. When Vermont was identified to receive street maintenance attention through Fix Our Streets, I was immediately hoping that additional bicycle and pedestrian facilities and safety would be installed as part of that project. However, given the city's historical tendency to pass on opportunities like this, I was somewhat pessimistic. But I'm pleased to say that PBOT did a splendid job and exceeded my expectations on Vermont. For a number of reasons, the public involvement phase was very robust, comprehensive, and inclusive. Residents could communicate directly with PBOT staff, including the project manager. Pedestrian and bicycle gaps between 30th and 52nd were completed consistent with the TSP and citizen comments. Additional improvements were added beyond that for existing facilities, for particularly for westbound cyclists, improving the intersection at Vermont and 30th, and then also making the existing bike lane between 35th and 45th a lot safer. So in total, the change between 30th and 52nd was transformational. Vermont should be a shining example for how similar projects are conducted in the future. The question is, how can the city provide funding to do much more? As the SWIM Southwest in Motion public review draft nears completion, PBOT staff is painting a very pessimistic funding picture for actually being able to implement the projects in that plan. To partially mitigate this funding shortage, I believe the city should do four things in Southwest Portland and probably the city generally. One, continue to and hopefully expand the Fix Our Streets program. The city asked for a nickel when it really needed a dollar, and we still have a critical need for a lot more funding in this area, as you're very aware. Second, don't be preoccupied with large projects only. Small, strategically important improvements can have a lot of bang for the buck. Create a robust, flexible fund that can be used to leverage street projects that are conducted by PBOT or other city bureaus to include pedestrian and bike safety improvements along with them. This is the key is to be agile and take advantage of opportunities and complete planned improvements when it is the most cost effective. And then finally, aggressively pursue funding in the anticipated 2020 regional transportation bond for pedestrian and bike improvements that would enhance the performance of Southwest Corridor Light Rail. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So we're here to answer any questions you may have.
Colleagues, any further questions? Commissioner Hardesty? I'll entertain a motion.
So moved. Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Hardesty. Carla, please call the roll.
Fritz.
Thank you to everyone who presented. Thank you, Jennifer, for your leadership of the committee, and Michael Tete for your work on this. I do also want to mention Zan Gibbs and Irene Marion, who are the equity managers in transportation, who this really been an exemplary implementation of how to do outreach, how to target and publicize these opportunities. And indeed, many of these projects are suitable for emerging and smaller businesses, so I really appreciate that. Thanks, Chris Warner, former director, Leah Treat. Thank you, Commissioner Udalian, former commissioners Saltzman and Novick. I hope we're going to be continuing this program. I would second the suggestion that we need more money for this for these purposes, and I appreciate this report. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hardesty.
Aye.
Udalian.
Well, thank you for the report, and thank you, everyone, for their hard work. I feel so lucky to have such amazing staff to work with as I learn the ropes of a new bureau. We are certainly going to take the gas tax back to the voters. I agree. It's a dime for a dollar's worth of problems. However, I sincerely doubt that the public would pass a dollar a gallon gas tax, so we have to work with the system that we have, and if you have other ideas about revenue, I'm all ears. Fixing our streets is large and small projects, and I love how kind of diverse and dispersed throughout the whole city the projects are and how we are prioritizing projects excuse me, with both an equity lens and an eye to meaningful safety improvements. So thank you again. I vote aye.
Wheeler.
excellent report. I appreciate it. And by the way, the PowerPoint presentation, the fact that there's lots of photos supporting the work is helpful for me to see it. So I appreciate the way the report was done as well. Very good. Thank you. I vote aye. Report's accepted. Colleagues, we're going to lose